我们要看见另外一个条件。
On no one we can see another requirement.
另一个就是启示。
That is the revelation.
我们在神的面前需要有启示。
Before God we need revelation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道神的启示已经完成了。
We see that the revelation of God is completed.
神的启示都在这本圣经的里面。
The revelation of God is all included in the Bible.
神已经启示给我们了。
God has revealed himself to us.
神在古时的时候
in the past,
多次多方
many times,
借着众先知
through the prophets,
把他自己启示给我们的立主
he has revealed himself to our fathers.
现在在幕后的时候
in the end time,
他在他儿子的里面
In his own son,
对我们说话
he speaks to us.
所以神的启示已经完成了
So the revelation of God is already completed.
都在这一个圣经的里面
It is all in this book.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样
although this is so,
我们看见说
we see,
神所启示的
What God has revealed to us,
他要对我们每一个人再启示
He wants to reveal to each one of them again.
我们不能有新的启示
We cannot have a new revelation.
好像是圣经说没有的，你得着新的启示
As something which is outside of the Bible.
如果这样的话，就是异端
That is heresy.
但是你圣经里头的启示
But the revelation inside the Bible
在第一世纪已经完成了
It's already accomplished in the first century
但是在我们在二十世纪的时候
Even in the 20th century
这一位吹气成化的神
This God that has breathed himself out and give words
现在他要再在我们的里面说话
and he's going to speak again in us
他要把过去说的话对我们个人来说
he wants to speak to each one of us what he has said in the past
这个就是说
this is to say
我们每一个弟兄姊妹
every brothers and sisters
我们需要领受启示
we need to receive the revelation
保罗说我求父神给你们智慧和启示的灵
Paul says, I ask my Father, the God, to give you the wisdom of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你们真知道神
So that you truly know God.
我们要真正认识神
We have to truly know God.
真正认识耶稣基督
To truly know Jesus Christ.
凭着过去的启示是不行的
According to the old revelation is not enough.
我们需要过去的启示借着圣灵在启示在我们的灵里面
We need the past revelation through Holy Spirit to be revealed in us again
叫我们在灵里面看见了主
So that in our spirit we see our Lord
因为这样的启示是有变化的能力的
Because this revelation can transform us
许多的时候我们知道许许多多圣经的道理
We see that many times many biblical truths
但是虽然我们知道这些的道理
Although we know these doctrines
但是这些的道理在我们身上像字句一样
But these doctrines are only letters on us
是叫我们死的
The letters kill
我们越懂得这些道理
The more we know these letters
我们越被定罪
We are convicted more
因为我们觉得离开这些道理太远了
Because we know that we are so far away from these doctrines
我们要靠着自己来遵守这些道理也守不来
We want to obey these doctrines according to ourselves but we can't
因为字句是叫人死的
Because letters kill
但是灵是叫人活的
But spirit gives life
当圣灵把这些的话点活的时候
When the Holy Spirit quickens these words
把这些的话向我们灵打开的时候
When it reveals these words to us
我们说感谢神我现在看见了
We say we thank God now I see
这个在我们身上就发生能力
Then there is a power that coming from us
叫我们真正的认识基督
So that we can truly know Christ
叫我们里面去变化
So that we are transformed inside
我们就能起来为主做见证
Then we can stand up to give testimony to God
我们说从前是风闻有他
And then we said we heard of him before
但是现在 我亲眼看见了他。
But now I see him with my own eyes.
每一次当神把耶稣基督启示给我们的时候
，Every time when God revealed His own Son to us，
他叫我们扑倒在他的脚前。
We prostrate before Him。
启示是叫我们谦卑的。
Revelation makes us humble。
只有知识是叫人自高自大的。
Only knowledge puffs up。
真正我们看见了主
，When we truly see the Lord，
他叫我们扑倒在他的面前。
We have to fall before Him，
叫我们看见说，除了他的恩典，我们什么都没有。
So we see that besides His grace， we have nothing。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
今天在神儿女中最需要的就是启示。
Today, what is most needed in the children of God is revelation。
我们道理懂得很多
，We know much truth。
但是呢，我们这个启示太少。
But we have little revelation。
其实我们的神是乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
That it pleases our God to reveal His Son in us。
为什么我们得不着启示呢
？Why we cannot receive revelation？
因为我们的心有毛病。
Because there's a problem with our heart。
马太第五章说
，Matthew chapter five，
清心的人有福了。
One with a pure heart is blessed，
因为他们必要看见神。
Because they shall see God。
如果你的心就是要主
，If your heart long for God，
主一定把他自己向我们启示出来。
The Lord for sure will reveal Himself to us。
我们不但需要有启示
，Not only we need revelation，
一定要做见证的人。
One who wants to give a testimony，
他领受了启示之后，必须有信心。
When he received the revelation, he has to have faith。
这个就是亚伯拉罕。
And this is Abraham。
当荣耀是神向他显现的时候
，When God of glory appeared to him，
他因着信
，by faith，
他就离开了他的本城、本乡和本族。
He left his own tribe and city and place，
到神要他去的地方去。
He went to the place where God wants to lead him.
当神把他启示向我们启示的时候
，When God gives His revelation to us,
弟兄姊妹，我们需要用信心来接受。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to receive by faith.
虽然在这个现实的方面好像都看不见
，Although it seems that in practice, we don't see anything.
你知道我们人总是凭着感觉来活。
We know that we men live by our feeling，
我们总是凭着眼睛来活。
We live according to our eyesight。
但是圣经告诉我们说，基督徒的生活是信心的生活。
But the Bible tells us the life of a Christian is a life by faith。
不是感觉的生活。
And not by feeling。
那看不见的比看得见的更重要。
The unseen is more important than what can be seen。
所以当我们在神面前领受启示的时候
，So when we receive the revelation before God，
我们就用信心来接受。
We receive that by faith。
我们信。他是死无边有，是死人复活的神。
We believe that He is the one that turns the non-existence to existence and will make life out of death。
他能叫把他所启示我的，在我的里面变成我的生活。
The revelation that He gives us will become my own life。
他能把我们带到那个复活的里面去。
And He is able to bring us to resurrection。
叫他的启示成为我的见证。
So that His revelation becomes my testimony。
这个是他做的。
And this is what He did。
但是需要你来相信。
But you need to believe。
因为只有你相信了，你才能顺服。
But only if you believe, then you can obey。
这个是亚伯拉罕的生活。
And this is the life of Abraham。
那么最后我们看了摩西。
And finally we see Moses。
在摩西的身上，我们看见又有一个条件。
On Moses we see another requirement。
那个就是说，你既然看见了。
The requirement says, now that you have seen,
你也相信了
you have believed.
现在你为着你所看见的
Now for what you have seen,
为着你所领受的
For what you have received,
你要出代价
You have to pay the price.
你要有一个拣选
You have to have a choice.
你要拣选为基督受的荣辱
You have to choose.You choose to suffer for Christ.
你不拣选埃及的财富。
You have to choose not the treasure of Egypt.
这个就是代价。
And this is the price.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄一再地说
our brother kept saying,
要做见证人需要做代价。
To be a witness, we have to pay the price.
我们必须要舍弃一切才能跟从主耶稣。
We have to forsake all in order to follow Jesus.
主耶稣说人如果不舍己
Lord Jesus says, if one does not deny himself,
背起他的十字架来跟从我
and carry his cross to follow me,
他不配做我的门徒
he is not worthy to be my disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天要看见说一个真正要做见证的人
we see today that one who truly wants to be a witness,
他必须要做代价
he has to pay the price.
最大的代价
The greatest price.
并不是身外之物。
It is not the things outside.
最大的代价是我们这个自己。
The greatest price is ourself.
我们什么都可以为主放下。
We can forsake all.
但是就是这个自己不肯舍弃。
But we are not willing to deny ourselves.
如果我们不舍弃我们的自己。
But if we do not forsake ourselves.
那一些舍弃的都算不得。
All that has been forsaken count nothing.
实在说来。
Truly speaking.
一个真正看见主的人。
The one who has truly seen the Lord.
他说我一无牺牲。
He says, I have sacrificed nothing.
一切都是他的恩典
All of his grace
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这样的人才能做神的见证人
Such man can be that witness for God
不但在旧约的时候是这样
Not only this is so in the Old Testament
我们在新约的时候也看见同样的榜样
In the New Testament time we see the same example
你看见那些的门徒
You see those disciples
第一我们的主呼召他们
The first our Lord called them
劳苦担重担的人
Those who toil and bear the heavy burden
可以到我这里来
They can come to me
我要给你们安息
And I will give you rest
所以你看见有一般的人他们就来到主那里
So you see a group of people they came to the Lord
使徒约翰说看那神的羔羊
John the Baptist said Behold the Lamb of God
约翰和但德里就跟着主耶稣去
John and Andrew they followed Jesus
彼得被带到主的面前
Peter was brought before the Lord
他就认识了主
And he knows God
我们看见第一我们必须要相信主
We see that first we have toBelieve him.
然后呢
Then,
我们看见主在底比利亚的海边行走
Then when our Lord was walking on Tiberias,
他在那里看见彼得和他的兄弟安德里
He saw that Peter and his brother Andrew,
他说来跟从我
He said, come follow me.
他看见西比泰两个儿子在那里捕网
You see the two sons over there and knitting their net.
主说来跟从我
He said come follow me
他看见马大在海关上受税
He saw Matthew walking in, sitting in the custom gate
他说来跟从我
He said come follow me
他们就撇下一切来跟从主耶稣
They forsook all and followed him
所以我们看见他们这般信主的人
We see those who believed in him
他们就与主同行
They walked with the Lord
他们三年多之久
For 3 years
与主在一起
They were together with the Lord.
他们在那里学习。
They were learning.
学习我们的主。
They were learning our Lord.
虽然许多的时候学得不像。
Although many times they did not learn well.
但是我们的主对他非常的忍耐。
But our Lord is very patient with them.
他一直在那里带领他们。
He was leading them.
他也教训他们。
He taught them.
但是那个时候他们的启示不够。
But at that time they did not have enough revelation.
虽然主对他们讲许多的话。
Although the Lord instructed them many
他们听但是听不见
they listened but they did not hear
看但是没有看见
they looked but they did not see
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们要想一想
we have to think
在那三年多之久啊
for more than 3 years
我们的主与这十二个门徒在一起
our Lord was with these 12 disciples
对于我们的主来说这个十字架实在是重了
to our Lord this is a very heavy cross
你看这十二个人
you see these 12 people
一天到晚在那里争你大我大
every day they were arguing who was the greater
主对他们讲话，他们也听不进去。
The Lord spoke to them, they could not listen.
主说我要到耶路撒冷去死。
The Lord says, I am going to the cross in Jerusalem.
他们说我们要坐在你的右边和你的左边。
And they said, I want to sit on your right, and he wants to sit on your left.
他们一字不明都不懂。
They never understood.
你看主是何等的忍耐他们。
You see, our Lord had great patience with.
到了那一天晚上，他们吃这个逾越节晚餐的时候。
And that night at the table of the Passover lamb.
你看这是最后一天晚上了。
We see that that's the last night.
彼得怎么说？
What did Peter say?
彼得说主你到哪里去啊？
Peter said, Where are you going, Lord?
杜马怎么说？
What did Thomas say?
我们不知道你到哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？
We do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?
菲利怎么说？
What did Philip say?
你把父向我们显现一下，我们就满足了。
Just show us the Father so that we can be satisfied.
犹大不是想买卖耶稣的犹大。
This Judah, which is not the one that Jude,
另外一个使徒
another disciple
他说主为什么向我们显现不向世界上面显现呢
Why do you only reveal yourself to us but not to the world
他们大家都说了
They all said
他上帝是说我要去不多时还回来这什么意思啊
And he just said that he wants to go and in a little while he would come back What does that mean
到了最后一天晚上他们还是不明白
In the last night they still did not understand
他们没有启示
because they did not have revelation
But
we thank and praise God.
当我们主复活之后
After the resurrection of our Lord,
我们记得主就开启他们的心窍
We remember that the God opened their heart.
把从五十五经新约的书和诗篇的话，指着他的都给他们解明。
He explains to them all these words in the Pentateuch, the Psalm, and the prophets regarding Him.
主说，当圣灵来到的时候
，The Lord says, when the Holy Spirit comes.
他要把一切的事、关乎的事指示你们。
He shall instruct you all these things.
你许多的话，我现在不能对你们说。
Many words I cannot speak to you now.
因为你们听不进去。
Because you cannot hear.
但是当真理的圣灵来了。
But when the Spirit of Truth comes.
他要引你们进入一切的真理。
He shall lead you into all truth.
他要荣耀我。
He shall glorify me.
弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
我们看见主复活升天，圣灵降临的时候。
We see when the Holy Spirit comes after the ascendance of the Lord.
这些的门徒他们有启示。
All these disciples, they received the revelation.
他们也有信心。
They have the faith.
当彼得是一个人站起来说话的时候。
When Peter stood up with the 12,
他们的见证是何等的有能力。
Their testimony was powerful.
他们见证主的复活。
They testified to the resurrection of the Lord.
因为他们看见复活的主。
Because they have seen this resurrected Lord.
他们为这些的见证吃许多的苦
For the testimony they suffered much
但是他们欢喜快乐
But they were joy inside
他们认为说他们蒙恩配为主主的名受逼迫
They count themselves as worthy to be persecuted for the Lord
你看这个感觉完全不同
You see this is a completely different feeling
这样的人就是主的见证人
Such man is the witness for the Lord
这个是我们在旧约和新约里头所看见的榜样。
This is the examples that we see in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
如果我们回到神的话语的里面去
，If we go back to the Word of God，
我们看见也是同样的情形。
We see the same thing。
我在这里就提一点点。
I just want to mention a few。
第一
，The first，
我们要为主做见证，我们必须要与主同行。
First， in order To testify for the Lord, we have to walk with the Lord. Because the Gospel of John tells us, John chapter 15,
他说圣灵要为我做见证。
He said, the Holy Spirit is going to testify to me.
你们也要为我做见证。
And you shall be my witness.
因为你们是常与我同在的。
Because you have always been with me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
虽然今天我们不能与主像当时的门徒在地上同行。
Although we cannot be walking with the Lord as the disciples did at that time on the earth. Because our Lord has been ascended. But we thank and praise God. today we can have a better walk with our Lord than that time.
那个时候他们不顾衣着，一同个别在那里走。
And at that time they can only walk physically with the Lord individually.
他是在旁边的 side by side, 他们在那里走。
And they are walking side by side.
但是现在呢？
But now,
现在主已经住在我们里面了。
Now the Lord dwells in us.
我们也在他的里面。
And we are in him too.
所以主在约翰书上说。
So the Lord says in John
15, 你们要常常住在我的里面。
You have to abide in me.
我要常常住在你们里面。
And I will abide in you.
这样你们就能多结果子，叫我的父得荣耀。
And you can bear much fruit to glorify my Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在这里一再的在那里说
Here we say it again and again
我们要为主做见证
We want to testify to God
我们必须要常住在主的里面
We have to abide continually in the Lord
不错我们是在主的里面
Oh, yes, we are in the Lord
神把我们放在基督的里面
God put us in Christ
但是既然神给我们有这样的地位
But now that God has given us that position
我们在经历的上面我们要常常住在主的里面
In our own experience, we have to dwell continually in the Lord
我们要常常与主有交通
We have to have continuous communion with the Lord
人怎么能常住在主里面
How can one continually abide in the Lord?
有人说你要常常读圣经就常常住在主里面了
Some says that if you read Bible often then you liveIn Christ.
有人说你常常祷告就住在主里面了。
Some says you often pray, then you live in Christ.
你常常聚会就住在主里面了。
Some say you come to the meetings, you live in Christ.
这些都是很好的方法。
All these are good means.
也是应当做的事。
Are what we should do.
但是真正要常住在主里面。
But in order to truly abide in the Lord.
在约翰一书第一章第二十七节。
In the first John chapter 1 verse 27.
在那里就把这个秘诀告诉了我们。
The secret was given to us.
约翰一书第一第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。并不用人教训你们自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们这恩膏是真的不是假的你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面
The anointment which you have received from him abides in you and you have not need that anyone should teach you but as the same anointment teaches you as to all things and is true and is not a lie and even as it has taught you you shall abide in him
弟兄姊妹你在这里看见
Dear brothers and sisters here you see
神把恩膏放在我们里面
God has put the anointment in us
我们知道这个 anointing 这个恩膏就是圣灵
The anointing is the Holy Spirit
圣灵住在我们里面
The Holy Spirit lives in us
他常住在我们里面
He abides in us
他是 permanent residence
He is a permanent residence
永久居留
Permanent residence
他常住在我们里面
He permanently dwells in us
主说他要与你们同在
And the Lord says he will be with you.
他永远不离开你们。
He will never leave you.
你可以叫他担忧。
You can grieve him.
你可以消灭他的感动。
You can quench his movement.
但是你不能把他赶出去。
But you cannot chase him out.
他是常住在你里面。
He abides in you.
他常住在你里面做什么呢？
What does he do when he abides in you?
他就是要教训你怎样常住在主里面。
He will teach you how to abide continually in the Lord.
恩膏在里面一直教训我们。
The anointing keeps teaching us.
在我们里面。
All in us.
有的时候有微小的声音。
Sometimes there's a tiny voice.
有的时候里面就是一个光好像发了。
Sometimes there seems to be a light.
有的时候就是好像这开车的刹车一样它在那里勒住一下。
Sometimes it's a brake, breaking us.
有的时候它在里面催促一下。
Sometimes it's an urging.
它在里头教训我们。
Sometimes it teaches us.
我们要按照圣灵的教训。
We have to do according to the anointing.
如果我们顺从恩膏的教训，
if we obey the teaching of the anointing,
我们就常常住在主的里面。
Then we abide continuously in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
一个要为主做见证的人，他必须有个 abiding life， 他是常常住在主里面的。
A witness has to have an abiding life. He continuously abides in the Lord.
第二件事，
the second,
就是启示。
Revelation.
我们已经说过一点了。
We have mentioned a few.
我们看见在使徒行传的里面。
We see that in the Acts,
保罗的见证。
The testimony of Paul.
在使徒行传记载了三次。
He mentioned two or three times.
凭着两三个人口做见证，句句就定规了。
And every matter is established according to the mouth of two or three.
他的见证是什么呢？
What is his testimony?
他说，亚基伯王啊，
He said, King Agrippa,
我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在神那里是启示。
In God, that is the revelation.
他启示给我们。
He reveals to us.
在我们里面所看见的是意象。
In us,Inside, what we see is the vision.
意象不是指说你眼睛有点柔软看见的东西。
The vision is not what you see with your naked eye.
是在你灵里面你看见了。
The vision is what you see in your spirit.
保罗在大马士的路上，
All the way to Damascus,
他看见了个天上来的异象。
Paul saw the heavenly vision.
他看见我们的主乃是升天复活的主。
Paul saw our Lord is the risen Lord.
他是万有的主。
He was the Lord of all.
他是高高在天。
And he is high up there.
没有什么能抵抗他的。
Nothing can resist him.
没有什么能违反他的旨意的。
Nothing can violate his will.
他看见这一个荣耀的头，
He see this glorious head.
在地上有一个宇宙的身体，
He see that on the ground there is a universal body.
所有信他的人，
All who believe in him
都是他身上的肢体，
are members of his body.
那个联合是那样的一，
That union is that much one.
你如果摸哪一个肢体，就摸了这个头。
If you touch any member, you're touching the head.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
你在哪里逼迫我的门徒，就是逼迫我。
When you persecute my disciple, you are persecuting me.
因为主和他的教会是合一的。
Because the Lord is one with his church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
从他看见那天上的异象之后，
Since he's seen that vision,
他说从那个时候开始，
He said from that time on,
我没有违背那天上来的异象。
I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神给我们启示。
LordGod gives us revelation.
我们看见异象。
When we see the vision,
不是光叫我们欣赏欣赏。
It is not for us to be admired.
神启示我们。
God reveals to us.
我们里面看见。
When we see it inside,
乃是要我们来遵行。
So that we will obey.
我们要把这个异象行出来。
We have to.Walk this vision out.
当然是圣灵主的恩典在我们里面。
Of course, this is the anointing of God inside.
但是我们要降服在主的面前。
But we have to surrender.
这个意象就控制了保罗的一生。
And this vision dominates the whole life of Paul.
他的生活，他的工作。
His living, his work.
都是这个意象在那里控制他。
All are dominated by this vision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们有没有天上的意象？
Today do we have this heavenly vision?
我们有没有违背天上来的意象？
Have we been disobedient to this heavenly vision?
最后，
Lastly,
当然我们在启示录十二章看见，
In the Revelation chapter 12,
弟兄胜过那控告者。
The brothers overcome that accuser.
是因羔羊的血，
By the blood of the Lamb.
和自己所见证的话，
and the testimony of his word.
他们虽然至于死也不爱惜性命。
They do not love their life until death.
我已经说过了，
I have said,
这一般的人并不是比其他的人好。
These people are not better than others.
并不是他们完全。
They are not perfect.
他们也有软弱。
They are weak.
也有失败。
They have failure.
但是他们相信羔羊的宝血。
But they believe in the blood of the lamb.
他们看见宝血的功效。
They see the power of the blood.
他们常常天天被宝血洁净。
And every day they were cleansed by the blood.
他们没有过夜的这个罪恶。
They do not have this sin overnight.
没有过夜的内心的失败。
They do not have the failure overnight.
他们一失败就回到宝血的里面去。
When they fail, they go immediately back to the blood.
所以他们一直是洁净的。
So they are clean continually.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他们有见证。
They have the testimony.
他们能见证说话。
They can testimony and give words.
到他们的话出来的时候
，When their word comes out,
背后有属灵的实际。
There is spiritual reality.
他们说耶稣是主。
They said Jesus is Lord.
耶稣实在是他们的主。
Jesus indeed is their Lord.
所以他们的话是有能力的。
So their word is powerful.
你知道在诗歌里面有件很有趣的事情。
You see, there's an interesting. When their word comes out,
背后有属灵的实际。
There is spiritual reality.
他们说耶稣是主。
They said Jesus is Lord.
耶稣实在是他们的主。
Jesus indeed is their Lord.
所以他们的话是有能力的。
So their word is powerful.
你知道在使徒行传有件很有趣的事情。
You see, there's an interesting story in the book of Acts.
你在以弗所有一些的人。
And some in Ephesus,
他们是赶鬼的。
And they were ghostbusters.
他们是犹太教的人。
And they were the Jews.
这个犹太的这个教里面，祭司长的七个儿子。
And they were seven sons of a priest of the Jews.
他们也是在那里用咒啊咒语啊来赶鬼的。
And they used the curses to try to chase out demons.
他们看见保罗奉主的名在那里赶鬼。
They saw that Paul was chasing the demon by the name of the Lord.
这非常灵的。
And it was very effective.
所以他们觉得说，哎，这个符咒啊，很好。
So they feel that this is a good way.
所以他们也在那里。他说：“我奉保罗所传的这位耶稣的名，要叫你出去。”
So they swore the same way. They said, "By the name of the Jesus that Paul proclaimed, that the ghost you go out."
这个鬼怎么说呢
？What did the ghost say?
他说：“保罗我认识。”
The demon says, "The Paul I know."
主耶稣我也认识。
The Lord Jesus I know.
你是谁呀
？Who are you?
这鬼就跳在他身上。
The demon jumps on them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要有见证的话。
If we want to have the word of testimony,
你一定有实际在哪里
？We have to have the reality.
没有实际，
没
有效力。
No reality, no effective.
所以这般的人，主在他们身上实在是主。
So on this group of people, the Lord is a true Lord in them.
所以当他们说话的时候
，So when they speak,
就胜过了仇敌。
They overcome the enemies,
并且他们有一个态度
，And they have an attitude.
他们虽然至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They do not love their life until
因为他们宝贵主的见证过于他们的性命。
Because they treasure the testimony of God more than their own life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
在这末后的时候
，In this last day,
仇敌用生命来威胁我们。
The enemy is threatening with life.
用生命来叫我们妥协。
And they want us to compromise by threatening our life.
叫用这个生命来叫我们倒下去。
With the life, the enemy forces us to fall.
但是这一般的人
，But these people,
他们爱主的见证过于他们自己的生命。
They love the testimony of God more than their own life.
实在说来
，Actually.
见证这个字
，the word testimony，
有这原因，这希腊文是 martyr。
In the Greek, it says martyr。
这个 martyr 就是今天英语里头的 martyr。
The martyr is the same martyr in English today。
意思就是说，他们见证到一个地步，把他们的生命都放进去。
It says that they give testimony to an extent that they give their own life。
所以见证人都是殉道者。
So all the witnesses are martyrs。
并不用死来殉道。
They may not martyr by death。
但是你每天的生活在哪里殉道
？But your life is a martyr's life。
但是你是一个殉道者。
But you are a martyr。
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们没有那个殉道者的灵
if we do not have a spirit of the martyr,
我们就不能做主的见证人
we cannot be his witness.
所以感谢赞美主
but we praise and thank the Lord.
在这里给我们看见说神呼召我们
here we see God calls us.
我们蒙神的恩典
and we received his grace
叫我们能答应这个呼召
so that we can answer his call
不错我们想到自己的时候战惊恐惧
yes when we think about ourselves we tremble
我们觉得说我们不配
we feel we are not worthy
我们也不能
we are not we can't
但是感谢赞美主
but we thank the Lord
因为他配
but he is worthy
他也能
he can what God requires of us is just a heart
愿意
willing
放在他的手里头
be put in his hand
他的恩典能完成这个工作
his grace can accomplish this work
最后
lastly
不愿意弟兄姊妹交通一点我们的见证
I would like to fellowship with you our testimony
你知道保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书这样的说
you know that Paul says in 2 Thessalonians
我们的见证你们也相信了
our testimony you have believed
我们的见证
our testimony
这个当然帖撒罗尼迦前书写书的有三个
and there were three authors of the first Thessalonians
保罗
Paul
希拉
Silas
提摩太
Timothy
所以保罗说我们的见证
so Paul says our testimony
是不是就是保罗希拉和提摩太的见证呢
is that just the testimony of Paul, Silas and Timothy
我们知道这个事
We know that that is true. Because they in one accord gave the testimony for the Lord. But when Paul says our testimony, he's not only referring to the three. He refers to the testimony of all the apostles. He refers to the testimony of the church. So our testimony here is the testimony of the church. The testimony of God
is
the testimony of Jesus Christ. The testimony of Jesus Christ is our testimony. Dear brothers and sisters, do we know that we have a testimony? The testimony of Jesus Christ today is our testimony. The testimony of Jesus Christ is not only an objective fact, it is an subjective experience. And through revelation and faith, this fact leads us to touch the reality. So the fact is changing us within. So that the testimony becomes our testimony. What is our testimony? Our testimony does not testify to ourselves. Paul says in the 2nd Corinthians, we are not preaching ourselves. We are preaching that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord. Yes. We have to recommend ourselves to the conscience of many. But when we preach His gospel, and we have to recommend ourselves to the conscience of many. Because when they listen to the gospel, and they are measuring us, if we cannot pass their conscience, they will not accept our gospel. And we are testifying to Jesus Christ. But men are looking at us. If they have questioned to us in their conscience, our testimony is not effective on them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
虽然是这样
although this is the case,
但是我们并不是见证我们自己
but we are not testifying to ourselves.
我们并不是告诉人说你看我是怎样的一个人
we are not telling people what a person I am.
我的知识有多么的高
that how much big knowledge I have.
我的认识是多么的深
that my knowledge is so deep.
我是多么的属灵
that I am so spiritual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你在那里见证的时候人所看见的是你
if what you, when you are giving witness, when people only see you,
而不是你所见证的主
but not the Lord you are trying to testify to,
你就做了一个反见证
then you become an anti-testimony.
我们所传的是耶稣基督是主
we are proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
人虽然在那里听我们
when people listen to us,
在那里看我们
they are watching us,
在那里接受我们
and they are touching us,
他们在那里在那打量我们
and they are measuring us.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他们里面所得到的影响是主不是我们
but the impression they got inside,
他们把
Lord, not us,
他们把我们忘记了
they have forgot us,
但是他们记得我们的主
but they remember our Lord.
这个是见证的
that is the testimony.
这个是我们的见证。
That is our testimony.
我们的见证不是把人吸到我们身上来。
Our testimony is not to draw people to us.
我们是把人指到基督那里去。
We point people to Christ.
哦，他必兴盛，我必衰微。
He shall increase, I shall decrease.
这个是真正的见证。
This is a true witness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在这里做见证。
When we give testimony.
也不是见证教会。
Not to testify to the church.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为教会是个见证的器皿。
Because the church is but a vessel for testimony.
教会是个金灯台。
The church is a golden lampstand.
你不要把这个金灯台装弄得那么美丽。
You do not adorn the golden lampstand.
叫人只看见这个灯台。
So that people only see the stand.
不看见那个光。
And they forget seeing the light.
灯台唯一的用处就是把光高举起来。
The only purpose of the lampstand is to raise up the light.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother and sister,
我们也不是见证教会。
We are not testifying for the church.
教会本身并不是一个见证。
The church itself is not a testimony.
教会是见证主义。
The church gives testimony to Lord Jesus.
当人来到你们中间的时候
When men come among you,
他们看见神站在这里
They see God is here.
他们就扑倒敬拜神
They fall to the ground and worship God.
这个是见证
This is the testimony.
不是说看见你们人那么多
Not that they see there are so many people here.
你们那么的兴奋
And that you are so zeal.
你们有那么多的工作
You have so much work.
甚至有许多的爱心
And you even have so much love.
有许多的劳苦
And so much toil.
弟兄姊妹
Oh, brothers and sisters.
如果我们离弃了起初的爱
If we have left the original, the first love.
我们堕落了
We have fallen.
因为这个不是我们的见证
Because this is not our testimony.
我们的见证就是主在这里
Our testimony is the Lord is here.
我们的见证就是主在这里做我们的主
Our testimony is Lord is here and he is our Lord.
你们应在那里有两三个人奉我的名聚会
Wherever you are, when you have two or three meetings,In my name,
我就在他们中间。
I shall be among them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果主不在中间的话
If the Lord is not there,
这个是虚空的虚空。
And this is just the vanity of vanity.
如果神的儿女聚集
When God's children gather together,
而不是尊主为主的话
If they do not honor the Lord as supreme,
不让主掌权的话
And do not have Let him have the dominion.
是人在那里掌权。
But man has the dominion.
是人在那里出主意。
But man gives ideas.
是人在那里活动。
But man gives the activity.
甚至也是掺杂的。
And even it is mixed.
这个就失去了见证。
And this you have lost the testimony.
人来到我们中间。
When man comes among us,
他们应当看见主。
They shall see the Lord.
他们应当遇见主。
They shall meet the Lord.
叫他们出道来敬拜主。
So that they can fall to worship him.
这个是我们的见证。
And this is our testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天也不是见证某一段的真理。
We are not today testifying a particular a section of the truth.
虽然是真理，
although that is the truth,
也是正确的，
it is also accurate.
甚至我们也有经验，
even that we have experience of that.
但是我们不是见证一段的真理，
but we are not testifying to that truth.
我们是见证所有真理背后的那个实际。
We are testifying to the reality that is behind all these truths.
主耶稣说，我就是真理。
Lord Jesus says, I am the truth.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
在圣经里头，真理是单数的。
In the Bible, the word truth is singular.
不是 truth, 是 truth.
It's not many truths, it is truth.
我们今天说有许许多多的真理。
And today we say there are many, many truths.
但是圣经说只有一个真理。
But the Bible says there's only one truth.
圣灵要领你们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit is going to bring you into whole truth.
All the truth.
All the truth.
这个 truth 是单数的。
This truth is singular.
文法讲来讲不通。
And it's not easy to explain it in the grammar.
但是在实际上是如此。
But in reality, that is so.
因为真理就是主。
Because the truth is the Lord.
圣灵是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of the truth.
真理就是实际。
The truth is reality.
并不是道理。
It is not a doctrine.
今天道理很多。
There are many doctrines.
头头是道。
And there are every kind of doctrines.
但是这些的道理。
But these doctrines.
不能叫我们的头脑长大。
Can only expand our head.
不能叫我们的生命改变。
Cannot transform our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
真理是能叫我们改变。
The truth changes us.
主耶稣说你们要认是真理，真理叫你们得着自由。
The Lord Jesus says, "You shall know the truth, and truth should set you free."
你们要认识神的儿子，神的儿子叫你们得着自由。
If you have to know the Son of God, the Son of God sets you free.
所以我们在这里看见说
，So here we see,
我们的见证不是见证某一段的真理。
Our testimony is not testified to a particular section of the truth.
我们也不是见证圣洁。
We are not testifying to holiness.
虽然我们相信圣洁，
although we believe holiness,
我们也不是见证灵恩。
We are not testifying to charismatics,
spiritual gifts.
A spiritual gift.
虽然我们也相信灵恩，
although we believe in spiritual gifts,
我们也不是见证受浸。
We are not giving testimony to baptism.
虽然我们也受浸，
although we are baptized.
我们也不是见证教会。
We are not testifying to the church.
虽然我们相信教会，
although we believe in the church.
我们是见证主耶稣基督。
We testify to Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters.
道理叫人分散。
Doctrines divide people.
真理叫我们合一。
Truth unites us.
因为真理是我们的主。
Because the truth is our Lord.
所以什么是我们的见证呢？
So what is our testimony?
我们的见证就是耶稣基督。
Our testimony is Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
在这么后的时候，
In this last age,
神还在那里呼召一般见证的人。
God is still calling his witnesses.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
因为在我们这么后的时候，
Because in this end time,
一面说来是最艰难的时候。
On one hand, it is most difficult.
但是一面说来是最蒙恩的时候。
But on the other hand, this is the most grace.
因为我们接受了历史历代圣徒们所经历的每个见证。
Because we have accepted, received the testimony that witnesses through the ages have experienced.
我们这些都是我们的产业。
All these are our inheritance.
圣经耶稣基督的见证在我们身上是丰富的。
So today, the testimony of Jesus Christ is rich in us.
比19世纪更丰富。
It's more richer than the 19th century.
比18世纪更丰富。
More richer than the 18th century.
我们今天是接受了所有的丰富。
Today we have inherited the whole fullness.
我们对耶稣基督的见证 真正的这个启示是比从前更清楚的。
The revelation to us regarding the testimony of Jesus is more abundant than before.
因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
我们的责任也更大。
Our responsibility is greater.
究竟我们有没有好好的为主做见证
？After all。Have we been good witnesses for God?
我们的见证是不是掺杂的
？And is our testimony mixed?
我们的见证是不是软弱的
？Is our testimony weak?
我们的见证是不是不完全的
？Is our testimony incomplete?
保罗说我们有违背那从天上来的意象。
Paul says, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们是不是遵守意象中的一点，但是违背了另外的一点
？Have we been obedient to one part?Of the revelation, but have violated the other.
是不是我们遵守了基督耶稣的见证
？Have we been obedient to the testimony of Jesus Christ?
凡是遵守这个见证的人有福了。
All who have been obedient to this testimony is blessed.
因为我们知道，我们在地上见证的日子并不太多。
Because we know the days for us to be His witness on the earth is few.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我们的主快要回来。
Our Lord is coming.
巴不得当他回来的时候。
We hope when He comes.
他说你是一个好的见证人。
He says that you are my good witness.
你实在为我做了见证。
You have truly testified to me.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
我们的神，你是怎样为着你的儿子做见证？你差遣你的圣灵来住在我们里面，也是为着你的儿子做见证。
阿门。
主啊，今天你把你的见证托付给你的教会，托付给我们。我们的主，我们仰望你。我们仰望你的恩典来扶持我们。叫我们在这一个地上，在我们的日子，能为你做美好的见证。主啊，好叫你被高举，得着荣耀，因为你是配。但愿你的见证充满全地，好像水充满洋海一样。奉主耶稣的名，因为。这是我最后一次在这里的讲话。这个与我所传的信息没有关系的。
This is not related to the message that I gave.
感谢主给我们这几天大家一同聚集在这里。
Thank the Lord that He gave us these days to gather before Him.
我们实在在这里享受。
We truly enjoy Him.
我们不但能享受圣徒们的交通。
Not only we can enjoy the fellowship of the saints.
我们不但能享受主的话语。
Not only we can enjoy His words.
我们也享受这个地方，我们也享受这个饮食起居。
We enjoy this place. We enjoy this food and lodging.
我们感谢神，他为我们预备。
We thank God that He has prepared.
但是我们的神用了一些的器皿。
But our God has used many of His vessels.
我们今天能这样的蒙恩，我们一面感谢神。
Today we receive so much grace. On the one hand, we thank God.
我们也感谢在湾区的弟兄姊妹。
On the other hand, we thank those brothers and sisters in the Bay Area.
他们为我们劳苦。
They have toiled for us.
他们为我们，爱心的服侍我们。
They have served us in love.
我们从心里头非常的感谢他们。
From our hearts, we thank them.
所以我要代表所有外地来的弟兄姊妹。
So I would like to represent all brothers and sisters who come from outside.
我们要谢谢在湾区的弟兄姊妹。
We want to thank our brothers and sisters in the Bay Area.
圣经说，施比受更为有福。
The Bible says those who give are blessed more than those who receive.
我们相信主的祝福要加倍的临到你们。
We believe the blessing of the Lord will arrive to you abundantly.
谢谢。
Thank you.